The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Halsey has opened up about her mental health in a new interview with Glamour. She was hospitalized after a suicide attempt when she was only 17 and was given a bipolar diagnosis. And she says a lot of the factors that contributed to her illness at the time were a result of a lot of things happening at once, having a complete lack of direction about life. She says that having her diagnosis helped her realize that she did want to live. She said, "Thank God I learned it then, given what I've been experiencing the past couple of years. If I hadn't already had my meltdown, who knows what would have happened." She also discussed her perceived rivalry with Ariana Grande, saying her relationship with Ariana and others is nothing but supportive and something that helps them all to cope with the pressures of being females in the music industry. Doritos are introducing a Flamin' Hot remix to its original nacho cheese chip flavor. And in Doritos Super Bowl ad, Chance the Rapper is going to take a bite of the new Flamin' Hot Nacho Doritos as the Backstreet Boys' I Want It That Way begins to play in the background. So this is one of the commercials you can look forward to this Sunday.
Ooh, hot stuff all over my nachos, walking like a taco, driving over potholes, hotter than a pot roast, fingers on my hot chips, red-handed, come on, man, I'ma need some chopsticks, probably the house and I'ma need another outfit, flying in a maggot on a wall inside a cockpit, speaking of desire, baby, preaching to the choir, man, my tongue is doing fine.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more of a visual for me on this one to sell me.
I liked it.
Well, I'm not saying it was bad, but like, honestly, now I just want some Doritos.
Well, also, another commercial to look forward to. Charlie Sheen made a quick jab at his own expense in a Planters Peanuts first ever Super Bowl commercial. As the Planters Nutmobile comes barreling down a busy street, Charlie Sheen says, "And people think I'm nuts." The 30-second ad follows Mr. Peanut on a wild ride through the city to save Alex Rodriguez from eating a bland snack.
"And people think I'm nuts. Always there in crunch time.
By the way, you can actually expect fewer commercials for movies during the Super Bowl on Sunday. The major studios used to drop as many as 8 or 10 spots combined, but this year there could be as few as 3 or 4. Disney is expected to have the most ads and will showcase several of its upcoming movies throughout Super Bowl.
Do you feel, Alex, like commercials are not as good as they used to be, or is that just me becoming an old man? Like, the Super Bowl commercials used to be awesome. Now they're like, that's it?
Not as good. Empire star Jussie Smollett was attacked early Tuesday morning in Chicago. Chicago PD are investigating what appears to be a possible hate crime. Jussie was out getting a Subway at 2 in the morning and got approached by two guys in ski masks who badly beat him up and put a rope around his neck and poured bleach on him. He was treated at the hospital for a fractured rib and was released early Tuesday. Chicago PD say in their original statement from Jussie, he could not see the color of their skin because they were like wrapped up for the cold weather, and he didn't specifically say anything about political affiliation of his attackers. So we'll probably be seeing more on this story as more details come out. And the Wendy Williams Show is getting a temporary new host. Nick Cannon will take over the show on February 4th, 5th, and 6th. He's going to be continuing Wendy Williams' signature segment, Hot Topics. She's still recovering from her fractured shoulder and also is to be hospitalized as a result of symptoms from her Graves' disease. But her people say despite her strong desire to return, she's taking a necessary extended break from her show to focus on her personal and physical well-being. Rumor has it she's actually going through a divorce. She found out like her husband cheated on her, and her husband, I think, is her manager, like with the show. So
that can be awkward.
Yeah, it's a whole awkward.
So it's
like,
not necessarily
mess.
A health thing; it's more of a relationship.
That's what
thing.
The rumor is. So the show is obviously saying like it's health reasons, but people are like, "Well, yeah, maybe a little bit, but like mostly she just found out her husband has been cheating on
that
her."
That sucks. But I mean, if you had to have one, I'd rather have it be for her the relationship compared to your health being in decline.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying like it's karma because she always dishes on other people's relationships and blasts them, and now she's getting it, and then she doesn't want to talk about it on her own show. So we'll
see. That is true. She likes to talk about everybody else.
Coming up in less than an hour, Maroon 5 just did something really special ahead of the Super Bowl.